Piper is done with the Piper Sport LSA. Western Aircraft is Piper's new distributor in four western states. And NTSB says airbags and GA aircraft work. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 13th, 2010. Looks like some exhibit space just opened up at Sebring. About midday Eastern time yesterday, Piper Aircraft released news that it will drop both distribution of the Piper Sport aircraft and its relationship with Czech Sport Aircraft, which produced the plane. Only a vague mention of a mismatch of business philosophies was given as a reason. Piper CEO Jeffrey Berger commented, quote, "After a year working with Czech Sport Aircraft, Piper determined that it is in our company's best long-term interests to discontinue the business relationship which distributed a light sport aircraft manufactured by the Czech company and distributed under Piper's brand by a separate distributor network. Clearly, the company has a different business perspective and approach to the market than Czech Sport Aircraft," unquote. Perhaps referring to the J3 Cubs legacy, Berger added, quote, "We at Piper have a close affinity with this emerging segment of the marketplace, and we have great expectations for the LSA industry. The LSA we were distributing is a good one, and we encourage aviation enthusiasts to continue their support of this segment of the market," unquote. As of our deadline, the website for Czech Sport Aircraft offered no clues into the nature of the rift, still displaying a year-old notice that its own sport cruiser nameplate was no longer in production and announcing the new partnership with Piper. Piper has selected Western Aircraft as its dealer for new aircraft sales in Alaska, Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, effective immediately. Piper Executive VP Randy Groom explains, quote, "We were attracted to Western Aircraft by its stellar reputation in new aircraft sales, and we are eager to work with its sales team to grow Piper's market share in the northwestern United States," unquote. Western Aircraft is part of Greenwich Aero Group and is headquartered in Boise, Idaho. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board met publicly on Tuesday to adopt findings on airbags used as safety restraints in general aviation aircraft. The study examined 88 accidents involving airbag-equipped airplanes and found no instances of airbags causing harm to properly restrained occupants. There was an issue in aircraft configured such that belts could be buckled by mistake into the latch of an adjacent seat, meaning the airbag could deploy on the empty seat instead of the occupied one. The board wants the FAA to require measures to remedy that vulnerability in both new and existing aircraft. There were 10 survivable accidents in the study in which the crash forces were severe enough to cause injury and/or to deploy the airbag. A total of 12 occupants in all those accidents experienced airbag deployments, and the bags likely mitigated injuries for 2 of those occupants. Chairman Deborah Herzman noted that the airbags did not appear designed to account for heavier occupants and added, quote, "The simplest and cheapest improvement to the safety of general aviation aircraft occupants is the mandatory installation of shoulder harnesses," unquote. The NTSB is recommending the FAA require shoulder belts in all GA aircraft, including retrofits which might not be feasible in some types and would presumably require STCs in others. NTSB also wants automotive industry-style testing of the equipment and tracking of it to improve outcomes. Up next on ANN, Boeing reports a milestone for the 767 program. Airbus gets the biggest single airliner order of all time. And China's new stealth fighter has made its first flight. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 13th. I'm Paul Plagg. Boeing reports a milestone. Final assembly started Monday on the 1,000th 767 airliner, with a celebration at the factory in Everett, Washington. VP Kim Pestega commented, quote, "This milestone is a credit to every employee who had a hand in building 767s over the past 30 years. It's a testament to engineering a high-quality product that continues to improve through the years," unquote. The 1,000th 767 is a -300 extended-range passenger model and is scheduled for delivery next month to all Nippon Airways. I'll bet corks are popping in John Leahy's office at Airbus. IndiGo, a low-cost carrier based in India, has signed the biggest single purchase order ever for airliners, for 180 Airbus A320s. All but 30 of them will be the new A320neo, with sharklets and other efficiency upgrades, claimed to provide a 15% savings in fuel and CO2. That newer configuration won't start deliveries until 2016. Airbus has launched a new subsidiary called Airbus ProSky. Make sure to capitalize the S in ProSky so you won't say Prosky. Oh, I'm sorry, just thinking out loud. The new company is dedicated to the development and support of modern ATMs, as in air traffic management systems, and will become the new channel through which Airbus will interact with CSAR in Europe and NextGen in the U.S. ProSky's first undertaking was the recent memo of understanding with Chinese authorities to assist them with the introduction and implementation of new ATM concepts, airspace design, deployment support, training, and best practices. Eric Stefanello, Senior VP of ATM at Airbus, is also serving as president of Airbus ProSky. China's J-20 Black Eagle stealth fighter, reportedly being developed as a rival to the F-22 Raptor, has apparently flown for the first time, and the demonstration may have been planned to coincide with a visit by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Video has emerged on the internet of the plane taking off, making several passes over the runway at Plant 132 Aerodrome in Chengdu, China, and landing. Defense News reports in its online edition that the flight lasted about 18 minutes. Gates admits that earlier predictions that China couldn't field such a fighter for another 9 years may have been based on outdated intelligence. Any Chinese smugness, however, may be tempered by increased political pressure now in the U.S. to grant Taiwan's request for F-16s. Still ahead, a congressman makes a preemptive strike against user fees. The FCC lets legacy ELTs live on a while longer. And if you need another reason to avoid thunderstorms, we have one. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 13th. I'm Paul Plagg. Illinois Congressman Jerry Costello, who serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, has called on the White House to make sure there is no proposal for general aviation user fees in the forthcoming 2012 fiscal year budget. Quote, "We want to reiterate that a user fee proposal would be a step backward. This is an issue that we have had bipartisan agreement on in recent years, and there is no reason to reconsider it. I will not support a budget or an FAA reauthorization bill that includes user fees," unquote. Significantly, Costello is a Democrat, and this has nothing to do with the new Republican majority in the House. The Federal Communications Commission has pulled back from what many considered an overreach in banning the use of aircraft emergency locator transmitters on 121.5 megahertz. Once they were no longer monitored by satellite, the FCC apparently figured they must be useless and ruled their use illegal. But 121.5 is still monitored by search and rescue folks and the Civil Air Patrol. And the FAA pointed out that there was not a large enough supply of the newer 406 megahertz ELTs to meet demand if everyone was stampeded into replacing them overnight. Any outright ban on the use of older VHF ELTs has now been delayed until further notice by the FCC. And finally today, if you needed another reason not to fly in thunderstorms, scientists using NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope have detected beams of antimatter produced above thunderstorms on the Earth, a phenomenon never seen before. They think the antimatter particles were formed in a terrestrial gamma ray flash, or TGF, a brief burst produced inside thunderstorms and shown to be associated with lightning. It's estimated that about 500 TGFs occur daily worldwide, but most go undetected. The Fermi satellite has been smacked by antimatter particles originating far enough away to be beyond its horizon, and the beams also reach something called a mirror point in space, returning to hit Fermi again a few milliseconds later on the way back down. The scientists, of course, are excited, and a paper on the findings has been accepted for publication in Geophysical Research Letters. Pilots, of course, already assume there's nasty stuff inside thunderstorms and try to stay clear. In fact, you know what? I think they had me at softball-sized hail. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell concludes his conversation with the folks at Swift Enterprises about their new aviation fuel. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.